Hi, I'm Brian Holes, the music director here at KX93.5. I invite you to listen to more music and talk programs on our grassroots, nonprofit radio station here in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world via kx93.5.com/listen, our smartphone apps, or tune in. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
Joined right now by an in-studio guest. His name is Ryan, and he goes by First Vows. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. I've been loving the Red EP.
Thank you very much.
Has that been released, or have you just been shopping that around to stations?
We put it out first week of April.
You were originally from Long Island.
Yeah, from New York.
But you moved to L.A. How long ago did you move?
So I officially got out here on January 1st. Of this year.
Okay, so you're pretty fresh out.
Yep.
How do you like it?
I like it. I've been out here over the years for touring and everything, so I've had my fair share of experiences within Los Angeles.
You kind of knew what to expect.
Yeah.
I know some people from not so much New York City, but New York State and various, even Long Island, where people come out here and they're like, a year later, they're like, I'm done.
No, really?
I'm done.
Really?
Yeah, various reasons. Sometimes it's culture. Sometimes they don't have enough weather. They want cloudy weather sometimes.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, we've had some of the most brutal winters we've ever had within the past 2 to 3 years. So I was definitely ready to be done with that.
So you came out to the state in a record drought. That is wonderful.
Yeah, there you go.
Awesome. Basically, how did the... You worked in a couple other bands or played in another couple of bands.
Yes.
How were they? Were they a little bit more rock centric?
Definitely. That's definitely the world I come from is the rock world. I did like 5 or 6 years worth of touring within that world with my old band, and then I don't know, my inspirations and just what I was listening to started to change. It's always changing, but I really started to explore different routes with what I was making and. Yeah, and then this stuff kind of came out of that.
I think sometimes I find that when I'm listening to a lot of alternative rock, there's a certain rhythm that isn't in a lot of alternative now that used to be there. I mean, do you want like an outlet for that sort of stuff? Do you feel like that's kind of what it is?
Well, I don't know. I think it's like I think the biggest thing is that with rock music for me, there's not a lot of subtlety. There's not a lot of room for subtlety in the sense that. You're on a 10 a lot of the times, and that's not to trash it. I still love rock music.
Absolutely.
There's still tons of records that I gravitate towards, but I think I was just longing for, I was plugging in my guitar and sitting down behind my drum kit and playing and tracking things, and they just weren't conveying, I guess, what I was feeling, So when I started to explore different stuff and when I started to get into electronic stuff and just all my different influences, I started to realize that the one common thread was that when you're, dialing things down, there's a lot more room for subtlety and for things that otherwise won't have their place in rock music. So I think that's the biggest thing for me is that I was listening to stuff that was more subtle in that sense and then, and making it as well.
So some of your new music under First Vows was premiered in a pretty cool place on the Huffington Post. How did that come about?
So one of their writers over there is actually a fan of my former band stuff, and he just kind of hit me up, and he was just like, "Listen, I'd love the opportunity to premiere this. Like, I saw that you were teasing it and everything." So and he ended up writing a really cool article and saying some really sweet things about the project and everything. So I'm very thankful for that.
So. Now you have someone with you.
Yes.
Did you want to mention him real fast?
Yes, this is Gray. He's he plays bass and Rhodes and just about anything else you throw at him. So he's my right hand man.
When you're recording the studio, do you have other elements as well, or is it pretty much the two of you?
So the EPs themselves, I did back in New York. I did them kind of out of necessity, mostly by myself. I had a few friends who collaborated on a few different tracks with me back in New York. But upon arriving in LA, there's just so many people I'm clicking with, and collaborating with. So I think from here out, there's going to be a lot of that in addition to me making stuff on my own.
Now, given that we're family friendly, I'm not going to explore the genesis of the image for the Red EP, but I could take some guesses. But why the Red EP? I mean, it's simple, but it's also kind of striking. So what made you gravitate to that?
It was based on a photo that I had seen that just caught my eye. And my girlfriend and I kind of conceptualized the album cover together. And I think it goes back to that whole subtlety thing, although I guess some would argue that it's not that subtle. But I don't know. There's just this idea of taking something that you see every day and zooming in on it and forcing you to look at it and letting people think what they want of it. Like, I just kind of liked that. I liked the idea of focusing on something that you would otherwise never think twice about.
Yeah, it makes me... Isn't there, like, some painter who draws a lot, like, makes paintings of flowers that...
O'Keefe, George O'Keefe.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. We're thinking along those lines at people at home, in case you're wondering what I'm talking about. You can look up First Vows Red EP. All right, so we're going to go ahead with the live show in just a second, or the live music, but you do have a show coming up next month, is that right?
Yeah, June 25th, we're playing Club Bahia with Bad Rabbits, our buddies from back on the East Coast.
Is that the whole... It's a school night?
No, that is July...
Oh, that's July, that's right.
27th, July 27th, we're doing...
That's what I was thinking of, the July one. So what's the June show?
June 25th is at, it's in Echo Park in LA, at a place called Club Bahia. It's with this band Bad Rabbits, who's good friends of ours.
We are going to get ready. You got... Yeah. We have the lovely Maquis of the Laguna Sound Studio here helping us out. She's like family practically. Thank you. All right, this is Desperation from the Red EP by First Vows on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
Supposed to bear the burden of cashing your checks, they're all in my name. How am I to ever see the bigger picture, perfect panoramic views of you standing in the way? Or do you really know what's best for me? Even all the reverence call it eating, are you getting yours? I'm leaning on you. Please. And they want me to pray till my hands fall off. But if I don't really care at all, maybe I do, but it feels so wrong. That's that desperation. Pray till my hands fall off. But if I don't really care at all, maybe I do, but it feels so wrong. That's that desperation. Every little minute out with anyone I like to hold up for a couple of days. Whatever it takes. I'm feeding for natural emotion after listening to conversations smaller than the lines on my face. Whatever it takes. Pray till my hands fall off. What if I don't really care at all? And maybe I do, but it feels so wrong. That's that desperation. Pray till my hands fall off. But if I don't really care at all, and maybe I do, but it feels so wrong. Cause that's that desperation. Oh. Pray till my hands fall off. But what if I don't really care at all? And maybe I do, but it feels so wrong. Cause that's that desperation. Pray till my hands fall off. But if I don't really care at all? And maybe I do, but it feels so wrong. Cause that's that desperation, no. Oh.
First Vows here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. They're performing songs from their EP titled The Red EP. That was Desperation. What is next, sir?
I guess we'll do Eros next.
All right. This is Eros from First Vows on KX93.5.
Couldn't help but listen. I still on the road. Been everywhere, away from the norm. And we know, we know, we know. And all the reasons that we don't belong here, I thought of leaving many times before. And we know, we know, we know.
First Vows here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. That sounds wonderful. We're hearing some good things out in the other room, so well done. That was Eros, right?
Yes, sir.
And what is last on the roster?
We're going to do Kimono.
February came around, you were gunning for the top, so can't begin to explain how much I do not give up about the things that I'm saying. Can't even give you a reason I was gone, I just really wasn't feeling it today. Harder breathing, living up, don't bother today, and I don't know the reason Everything's been going this way, this way. Remember when we used to take drugs? Remember how we used to lay? Eyes now rolling around in circles as your body started to lift from the ground. And then I liked you better when you used to take drugs. Remember how we used to lay? Now rolling around in circles, rolling, circles, rolling. Don't search for a permanent spot and for a permanent sun that won't depress me when it's done with us. Think I'm moving to a simpler box. Might as well if everybody's trying to blow each other up. I let you love me cause it's never enough. I hate the city cause it's never enough. Try to tell you I could use a little fun. It only seems to get harder breathing and living up. Don't bother today. Remember when we used to take drugs? Remember how we used to lay? And eyes now rolling around in circles as your body started to lift from the ground. Yeah, I liked you better when you used to take drugs. Remember how we used to lay? Down, rolling around in circles, rolling, circles, rolling.
Awesome stuff. That's First Vows here on KX93.5. Ryan, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you so much for having us.
It's our pleasure. Now, once again, if you want to plug your shows real fast.
Yeah, June 25th, we'll be at Club Bahia in Los Angeles. And then July 27th at Bardot for School Night.